Unusually warm ocean water may be causing seabirds to starve. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. This week, the second of our two-part series on a massive die-off of the common murre in Alaska. Thousands of the dead seabirds have been washing ashore along the state's coasts over the past several months, and Alaska Audubon spokeswoman Beth Peluso says hundreds of weak and emaciated murres have been spotted elsewhere around the state in areas they're not known to frequent.
Some of these birds that they've been finding have been really starving. They're not in good shape.
Dead and dying birds also began showing up this fall on beaches along the Kenai Peninsula south of Anchorage. Heather Renner with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge says that confirms concerns biologists have had about the species since last spring's unusually bad breeding season.
At many colonies in the western Gulf of Alaska, murres completely failed reproductively, and that's really unusual.
Migratory bird expert Rob Kaler says the murres left their longtime breeding grounds well before the mating season usually ends. That's never occurred since researchers began collecting data there in the 1970s.
They've never seen a colony abandonment in the middle of the breeding season, essentially where the birds just give up.
Kaler's a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, and he says hunger probably interrupted the murres' mating season. He says they likely flew far and wide in search of food, which would explain why emaciated birds have been found as far north as Fairbanks, some 350 miles from the coast.
And all of these things are pointing to starvation. What we don't know is that the mechanism.
Kaler says tests have pretty much ruled out disease and poisoning from, for example, toxic algal blooms. He says most scientists now believe a large area of abnormally warm water near the surface of the North Pacific, commonly referred to as the blob, is the root cause of the die-off. He says it's sharply reduced the number of capelin and other fish the murre eat in that area because there's less upwelling and circulation in the warmer water, which brings plankton up from lower depths for the fish to feed on. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.